They fell from a moving vehicle. 18-year-old Joanna Puentes and her baby were taken to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha Tuesday night. Police say the SUV driven by Alex Perez of Omaha was traveling on a city street when Puentes and the child fell out of the passenger side door. Perez allegedly told police that Puentes was attempting to put the child in a safety seat when her foot opened the door and they both fell from the vehicle. Perez was cited for several violations, including failure to secure a child. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A U.S. House subcommittee held a hearing yesterday to discuss management of the Missouri River. Iowa Congressman Steve King has introduced legislation that would require the Army Corps of Engineers to revise its management policies to increase the total amount of storage space within the Missouri River reservoir system that's allocated for flood control. King told the panel that Corps officials initially stated they would not alter their policies because they felt the flooding this past summer was a 500-year flood event.
I want to emphasize that we have 150 years of records, and they're declaring a 500-year event. If you had 10,000 years of records, and it happened a couple of times a millennia, you might be able to say this is a 500-year event. No mortal can tell you it's a 500-year event.
The Corps announced in early November that it would change how it manages the river. King believes that Congress should still take charge of flood control in the Missouri River Basin.
We have to tell them. If we don't tell them, they'll slide back to being run by the environmental interests as opposed to the first priority, which I've heard stated multiple times here, protect us from the flooding from a serious downstream.
Many lawmakers have blamed the Corps of Engineers, at least in part, for the severity of the flooding that destroyed or damaged hundreds of homes and reduced miles of highways and interstates to rubble. Congressman Leonard Boswell said the flooding requires us to change our policies. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich attracted a standing-room-only crowd in Council Bluffs last night. Gingrich's status as a candidate, gaining in popularity, drew Drake University student Mike McInerney to make the two-hour trip to Council Bluffs to see Gingrich at what was billed as a Slice the Deficit event.
It was more focused on the creating jobs in America, reducing regulations on certain industries, so people really enjoyed it, and it was awesome.
Gingrich called the federal government bloated and wasteful.
It's an embarrassment. We don't have to tolerate the government being stupid, and it's expensive.
Gingrich had been getting rapped by rivals for proposing what they call amnesty for illegal immigrants. Gingrich told the crowd in Council Bluffs it's a hopeless promise to suggest there's a way to deport all the illegal immigrants who are here today. Gingrich, in turn, promises that as president, he would secure the border within a year by using unmanned drones and fences in high-traffic areas. Teresa Butterbog, an engineer from Council Bluffs, said Gingrich handled all the issues well.
I like the way he stood for the immigration, especially shutting the borders.
Gingrich is due to publicly sign a border security pledge today at one of several campaign events scheduled in the central Iowa area. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is shifting his Iowa campaign into a more aggressive phase, launching his first TV ads in the state with a spot in which he declares he knows about how economies grow. In the 30-second spot set to begin running tomorrow, Romney says the right answer for America is to stop the growth of the federal government and start private sector growth. Romney's decision to start spending money on paid advertising in Iowa just 5 weeks before the January 3rd caucuses signals a belief that he can fare well in the state, even though his 2008 bid was tripped up here. The move comes as former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has emerged as Romney's chief challenger for the nomination. An economic survey index for 9 Midwestern and Plains states has rebounded, suggesting slow growth in the month ahead. The survey report released Thursday today says the overall regional business conditions index, or BCI, rose to 52.6 in November, jumping 2.7 percentage points from the 49.9 in October. Organizers say any survey score above 50 suggests growth, while a score below 50 would suggest decline for that factor. Creighton University economics professor Ernie Goss oversees the survey. He says the regional surveys over the past several months indicate the slowdowns in the national and global economies are pushing down the region's economy. Warren Buffett says Berkshire Hathaway is buying the Omaha World Herald Company for $150 million. Berkshire said Wednesday that it had agreed to buy Buffett's hometown newspaper. The deal expands the firm's newspaper holdings despite Buffett's misgivings about the industry. Buffett told the World Herald that Berkshire agreed to pay $150 million in cash and assume $50 million in debt to acquire the newspaper he's been reading since he was a child. He said even though the newspaper industry is struggling, well-run papers have a good future. The deal includes daily newspapers the Omaha World Herald owns in Council Bluffs, Grand Island, Nebraska, York, Nebraska, Kearney, North Platte, and Scottsbluff, also in Nebraska. Berkshire already owns the Buffalo News and has a sizable investment in the Washington Post Company. An analysis of new census data shows Iowa is fifth in the nation for residents aged 65 and older. Nearly 15% of Iowa's 3 million residents are 65 or older. The oldest state is Florida, with 17.3% of its residents 65 or older, followed by West Virginia, Maine, and Pennsylvania. An analysis of the data released Wednesday said Iowa is among the top three states in percentage of residents 85 and older. Families, employers, health care, and other institutions have been faced with adjustments as the baby boomers, born after the end of World War II, age. The Census Bureau says the 65 and older segment grew at more than 15% over the past decade and now makes up 13% of the nation's population. University of Iowa hospitals and clinics say a new cancer clinic that opens next week will provide more space for patients and researchers. The $12 million clinic will occupy two floors of the Pomerantz Family Pavilion and house cancer and to house cancer teams that focus on several types of cancer, such as breast and prostate. Hospital officials say the new clinic will provide for more exam rooms and patient suites. They say the clinic will have patient-friendly features such as love seats in the waiting areas, open walls that allow chemotherapy patients to talk to each other, and headsets to let patients watch television. The clinic will also bring together cancer center researchers who work on clinical trials, allowing them to better coordinate their activities. And a son of the former superintendent of the Iowa State Fair objects to the fair director's plans to remove his family's former home on the playgrounds. Fair officials think that removing the 19th century farmhouse will allow for development around the nearby grandfather's barn. Ted Dietz, son of longtime fair superintendent Floyd Dietz, says the house's historic value outweighs any benefits gained from its removal. He says the area and the two structures are an opportunity to immerse fairgoers in the history of the fairgrounds. But Fair CEO Gary Slater said grandfather's barn, not the house, is the iconic structure. He says the house has undergone several renovations and doesn't resemble the original structure. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits is up for the second straight week. That's a sign the hiring market is recovering at a slow but uneven pace. The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment benefits rose 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 402,000. Applications had been below 400,000 for three straight weeks. Vice President Joe Biden says we're not claiming victory in Iraq, but he says the emerging government in Baghdad is capable of defending itself. In an interview from Iraq, Biden told NBC's Today Show, the U.S. combat troop withdrawal, which is likely to be complete within weeks, is no rush. President Obama is setting a new goal of getting AIDS drugs to 2 million more people around the world by the end of 2013. Obama will also announce today that AIDS treatment in the U.S. will get a $50 million boost. And even stronger winds are expected today into tomorrow in Southern California. The Santa Ana winds already have toppled trees and power lines, knocking out power to thousands of people, and have diverted and even delayed flights. They're the most powerful Santa Ana winds in years. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in the funeral announcements, Robert Hatfield, age 71 of Hamlin and formerly of Panora, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Hatfield will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Walter Kilworth, age 75, of Exira, died Saturday at the Ottawan County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Walter Kilworth will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Betty J. Madsen, age 84, of Ottawan, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Ottawan. Funeral services for Betty Madsen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Ottawan. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottawan has the arrangements. George A. Sipker, age 83, of Ottawan, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for George Sipker will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Ottawan. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home of Ottawan has arrangements. Helen Tam, age 92, of Panora, died November 23rd at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kenneth Kenny Gipple, age 73, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Kenny Gipple will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Virgil Martin, age 92, and Evelyn Martin, age 89, both of Fontenelle, died at Mercy Hospice in Johnston on November 28th and 29th, respectively. Funeral services for Virgil and Evelyn Martin will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Lola McLaren, age 95, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. Funeral services for Lola McLaren will be next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. And Betty Mader, age 81, of Creston, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Betty Mader are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of the news here on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.